Welcome back to DMnastics, the gym for Dungeon Masters to work out their minds. I'm one of your hosts, DM Neil, a.k.a. Jote Moniak.
And it's me, your other host, DM Celeste, a.k.a. Sea Witch.
Dun, dun, dun. And you're definitely DM Celeste today because you inspired this exercise.
I did.
Yes.
What did I do?
And before we turn to the mics on, I think it was more of just the hate your players had for what happened in Venture Maidens 93. The Dark Tower.
Oh, yes. The Dark Tower. That was good. Classic fight. Lure, you know, your adventurers into a structure. It's all fine. It's just a tower standing in the middle of nowhere. And then, bam, it's a mimic.
Classic. So good. Oh, the whole thing was a mimic, mind you.
The whole thing. Everything. Yes. So all the walls and the tapestries. It was all one living thing. With three stories, so there were three stages to the fight, which was extra super fun.
Yes. Ooh, excuse me. And I enjoyed every minute. I also enjoyed when there was stunning that you didn't appreciate. Yes,
when they're punching the walls and using stunning strike from the inside of the mimic, and you had to do that weird brain exercise of, could you? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Creativity and mechanics, Neil. It's a butt.
And so I found this picture of basically like a mimic keg.
Yeah.
To like do a little bit of inspiration, but also basically just the idea of taking a mimic, taking the classic, turning it up to 11, and basically where is it? Does it have any sort of a personality? How are your players interacting with it? Is it widespread? Is it a singular issue? Does it have a name? And of course, you do you. Which leads us almost immediately, because I'm very excited about these, so I want to get straight to them. Which one did you pick from the
forums? Yeah, so from the forums, I wanted to highlight the post from Mellow Yellow, who I love the style of this. So essentially, this is a mimic that everybody knows it's a mimic, but it sits in the center of town and is a guillotine. And the townspeople use this guillotine mimic to murder criminals. So they chop off the heads of people who commit crimes in town. And this guillotine mimic it just loves its job. It does it with relish. It doesn't care if victims are innocent or guilty. It just has a really great time chopping off heads. I think I just want to read like the intro, because like this. So in the town square, on a raised wooden platform with a cobbled area surrounding it, there sits a guillotine mimic gnashing its great maw. A crowd cheers as another enemy of the state loses their head. I just think this is this is just fantastic. Also, the the you do you comment section, that one time a criminal had gum in their pockets. And so they had to cancel a week's worth of executions because the mimic got gum all over itself and hated it. And now gum is forbidden in the town, which is, I just love this. This was so clever and fun to read.
It's also where does it say? As another person is drug up onto the guillotine, it says, they said, I only stole a horse, but it does not matter. In this town, they have no jail and have only one sentence.
It's so good. I just imagine the people who live in this town being so proud of this weird, bloodthirsty mimic. Like all the high school, you know, the football team has this mimic for sure as their mascot. And it's just fantastic.
Yeah. And the idea that unless you've done something to warrant the term to death, then you're probably fine.
Yeah.
That's it. So very, very good, Mellow Yellow. And I will take one above that has a lot of similarities, but also does it in a really different way. Ooh. And so this one is from Newton, and they refer to theirs as the maw. Ooh. And basically the well in the center of town, one day everyone wakes up and it's not there.
Uh-oh.
It's just that now a gaping hole in reality, and no one saw it happen. No one knows what it is. And basically, they just turn it into waste management.
Yeah, there you go.
And so like artificers have come, they've used divining tools, and basically those people trying to figure it out get sucked in as well. And almost immediately their screams disappear. And so it's just a municipal version of a mimic who just sits there and just accepts everything and just eats because everyone throws more stuff in it.
God, Oh, that last line too. So there's a hungry mimic that eats garbage, and now the local economy is thriving. The end.
Yep.
I love it. I love these community-oriented mimics. I think this is really spectacular. Because typically mimics, you know, are hidden away in dungeons, dungeon doors, surprise traps. But the fact that they're here in these communities being embraced is just fantastic.
Well, it does, like, makes you start to wonder and start to think if you need to answer. Certainly, if you're introducing the idea of the Maw, one, unfortunately, what are your players going to throw into it?
Yeah, of course. So what themselves. Happens when they throw one of the players
yes,
into and, the Maw?
Ultimately answering, like, where does that go? And so then, like, have you watched all of Loki?
I haven't. I've only seen the first episode.
I don't know what to do now.
I tell it in parables. A certain thing happened at this certain place. Yep.
If you watched Loki, figure it out. But other than that, yeah, just the idea of, like, deciding where that goes and how to address the inevitable when you introduce this to your players. One that is less known that I do want to also highlight is Letter Lost. Mm. They have a mimic named Chicken.
Oh, God, I was reading that. Yes. So cute.
So basically they become a mimic haunt because originally a wizard had created the classic mimic in a doorway to basically be their security system, not to let people in that shouldn't be in, and can do that autonomously because it's a mimic. But then that person was removed, air quotes, if you will. And so the mimic just went and hid and just basically, like, terrorizes the castle now. Yes. Most notably in the aviary, because then birds are sent in and out and it eats them.
It lives off the pigeons in the aviary. I also just love this. So there's also one low-ranking night guard named Wonton who is on to this mimic. So the story of Chicken and Wonton is just incredible. Incredible NPC names.
Well, because Wonton had started at roughly the same time that people started disappearing. So there's a lot of, like, inquiry or question of Wonton yeah. because now they're like, wait, is it you? Because, like, this is, like, that's the proper timeline fits in. The other one is that anything that's eaten that's a note is basically hidden. Yeah. So then, like, all those lost messages to or from on those carrier pigeons are actually stored in the mimic. So, like, so hidden cool. in the hinges or, like, behind a loose stone if it turns into a wall. That one's really good.
Yeah.
Because that could be a really fun low-level adventure surrounding the entire thing. Like, or even high-level, because this doesn't matter, like, what level your players are, because they're unraveling this mystery.
This mystery of what the heck is going on here. This, like, super smart mimic that's just hiding and terrorizing this castle. Again, yeah, I mean, these are just so great because mimics can be just such flexible creatures because they can be terrifying. I mean, if you've ever played, you know, Dark Souls, terrifying. And also, especially low-level adventurers, it's something, yay, treasure, oh, God, no. But also just the personalities of things and the way they, like, get around in the world. They're just such interesting creatures.
Yeah, especially once you start to, which I don't know why it feels like it became more of a, I mean, this rings true of multiple monsters, but, like, fifth edition afforded the chance to ask better questions when it came to certain monsters. I think things were just kind of accepted as what they were, not what they could be. And then like the idea that mimics can be all these things rather than just a door or just a chest.
Yeah.
But that they're terrifying and they they could murder you from anywhere. Yeah.
Why wouldn't they evolve to be bigger versions? I love Kobold Press is really great at this. I think it's Brian Suskind who's, like, put 10 or so different mimics in those monster books for Kobold Press, and he just keeps making more and more horrible ones every time a new book comes out. Like the mimic galleon ship, the entire ship that's a mimic. Oh, yeah. So good. So good.
Okay. Well, but you know what that means. It's time for us to lift the mental weights right now.
Lifting weights is what I do. Look at me. Lift these weights.
What do we want to turn into a mimic?
That's so hard.
I know.
Because it is limitless, and that is the difficult question. I think, like, I don't even know what a better question is, that, like, what do I want to facilitate Yep. And then build a mimic around that, literally around it.
Yeah. I mean, I've always really liked the concept of, in Eberron, they introduced some magic items that were like symbiotic magic items. Oh, I really like the idea of like a mimic who like links up with an adventurer to be an item for them, but it's also like a mimic. So, you know, it's like your sword or something that I use, or, you know, I am your prosthetic arm. Most of the time, but then, you know, when I punch somebody, oh, surprise, like, they get bit. Something like that, I think, would be so cool.
Yeah, so Koldic Steelskin kind of hinted to the idea of a mimic set of armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So scary, because the minute you put it on,
yes,
it's already too late. It's so too late.
Yeah. And like just living in the armor from that point forward,
yeah,
is my thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Having a mimic, you know, and forming that kind of that symbiotic relationship with a monstrosity to use it in that way and allow it to, you know, because you feed it, you care for it, you keep it safe. And in return, you know, it serves you as your secret weapon. That's so fun.
Yeah.
I want to see like a whole like a rogue network where that's their whole thing. They're like the mimic gang, and that's what they do.
Well, because I think a cloak, because then at that point you could have it function similar to like a dark mantle, like when you need it. I also think of Venom, Carnage, like going those places to get inspiration. Yep. Because the first thing I think is like, so if it is that armor, would I want it to give like as much protection? Probably not. Mm. But then I am afforded the chance to do multiple pseudopod attacks.
Right. Or you can like grapple people. You know, it can grapple your targets and hold them for you.
While you use full weapon attacks.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. What are other items? Think of small ones too, like doing like a ring or a necklace.
Yeah, I was going to say things like, I don't know, for some reason, I was like, a tooth cap. So, like, you could use, like, the tongue attack.
No, less terrifying, but go on.
Yeah, so you, like, put it on, you know, top of your molar or whatever, and it could use the tongue attack, and it makes it look like it's coming from you. Or, like, a cup. So when you drink, you know, it's attacking directly the mouth of this person, so you can't necessarily see what's happening before this person, like, dies.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's pretty nasty. Can you tell I like this exercise? Oof.
Well, yeah, and like the social scenarios you find yourself in for those. Yeah.
So it's like, oh, you give the mimic goblet to this person you want to assassinate. And then it's like, what do you mean? The cup is fine. There's no poison in the cup. Like, because if it's held to their mouth, they can't really see what's happening if the mimic is clever.
Mm-hmm. What about... So now that we've said rogues and we've started to go down the assassination route, what
about
mimic caltrops?
Ooh, that's terrible. Because you step over them, right? You move really slowly, gently over them, and then bam!
Yeah. Or I think of even like one like burrowing in, and then you could like use it to track that person.
Yeah.
Like the rest of the mimic, like thinking that they're all one or that they're all individuals but connected. And then you could track them by like figuring out where the rest of them want to go.
Or a mimic bridge that transforms when people have stepped over it and causes people to fall to their death. And then it just picks up the corpse. Mimic hot air balloon.
What is happening?
Mimic hang glider. Oh boy.
Well, I'm stuck on the bridge.
Yeah.
I feel is a funny statement just in and of itself.
Yeah.
But the idea, of a space being available in it to just drop, like they don't even drop out. Like they just drop in and done.
Yeah.
And then like eventually like the person figures out and there would just be, I also think there would just be so much treasure in there.
Ew. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, a mimic that, if we want to talk about like large mimics, like a whole mimic that is a gorge that, you know, will like form underneath precarious bridges. And then people are just falling into like a Sarlacc pit, you know?
Jeez.
Yeah.
I also think like, how long does it take before someone like figures it out? Because it also felt like a lot of them basically turn into like folklore or hauntings,
right?
Or because it becomes the unexplained of like, well, why are some of the pigeons disappearing? Like, why does the occasional guard disappear?
Why does this chest move around the castle? Did you do that? No, what? Yeah, the first person to see a mimic actually transform. I mean, it had to be somebody like the mimic attacked and then they got away and they told the story, right, of this thing. Whoa.
Wait.
What?
Okay. Sorry. I abused the internet. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. This person's name is also Jack of all trades. Maybe it was
me. Whoa. Fate?
Fate. Wait, I'm so confused. Why does it say irrelevant? So normal mimic, it's a chest. The players kill it.
Yeah.
They get the gold.
Yes.
They go. They spend the gold. Only to realize that the gold was the actual mimic.
Oh, no. That's the long game. And yeah. I'm here for mimics that play the long con.
Well, it like the idea of like propagation of just like, well, how do they?
How do we? Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do we make more mimics? How do you put them all over the place? Whoa. Yes. Love that. And then because the people who are buying it or, you know, paying for the gold or whatever, like those are ending up in shops with traders, with, you know, people with goods that the mimic can easily mimic. And then those get sold. And then there we go. On and on and mm-hmm. on. Yes. That is how mimics get around. We've done it. We've solved it.
Problem solved. I just.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, part of me is also like, man, I don't know that like I want to turn the entire campaign into this, but I feel like that's where you lead.
We could. You did this, adventurers.
Look what you've done.
This was your fault. Oh, man, I like mimics so much. They appeared twice in Adventure Maidens.
Yeah.
It was like also episode 4 or 5. It was all like a labyrinth with mimic doors everywhere.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow, I had to go in the Wayback Machine in my brain for that one.
It was only like 5 years ago or whatever. Come on.
That's way back. I had one less kid at that time. So. Okay, on that note, the note of basically plaguing the entire world with mimics because you were foolish enough not to figure out what those coins were. I say we have done it once again.
If you enjoyed this episode, then please, please do consider leaving us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to this. Reviews really help people find the show, take a listen to the show. And you know what? Even better, if you have left a review or you prefer word of mouth, tell someone you know who would like this show. Tell a DM in your life. Tell a prospective DM in your life. Tell your enemies, your friends, your neighbors. To listen to the show. It really, really helps get the word out. And of course, if you want to reach out to us any other way, you can always email us at dmnastics@gmail.com and make sure to follow us on Twitter @dmnastics, me personally @cconowich, and Neil @jotemoniac. And for everything else on the network, you can visit blockpartypodcastnetwork.com.
And if you enjoyed those sweet, sweet tunes at our intro and our outro, that's because Bombarded helped us with that. And if you want to check out more from them, they have an actual play that is an all bard cast and crew. And it's amazing. They make songs every single time, which is just utter nonsense to me. And you can check them out at bombardedcast.com. But rather than let these mental gains go to waste, let's head to taking your supplements. Taking your supplements! So I feel like we don't do this version that often. But we're going to talk about something that's going to come to stores, or not stores near you. I was thinking of actual supplements. That's not really how that works.
But so no.
That is going to come to the DM's Guild before you know it.
Yeah. So we want to talk about Acerorax Collection of Complex Traps, which is a book supplement that is coming soon to the DM's Guild. So in this book, it's going to have 13 complex traps that span tiers 1 to 3 of your next D&D game. So this is going to be a really cool collection of traps. So speaking of mimics, speaking of scaring the pants off of your players, this supplement. Oh, yeah. Go for it.
No, I just envisioned adding insult to injury.
Just like, add mimics to all 13 of these. Mm-hmm.
Exactly what I
thought. We challenge you to the minute a Sararax collection of complex traps comes out on the DMs Guild in the next couple of weeks, go there, look at the traps, figure out how to add a mimic into them, and then tell us about it. So there's a lot of great people behind this book who are editing, doing layout, and it's a bunch of different designers who participated in the D&D designer challenge that they had for the last D&D live event. So these are guaranteed to be like cream of the crop, really great stuff. So if you head over to the DMs Guild and pick up a Sararax collection of complex traps, you'll be supporting all of those awesome creators and getting horrible things to throw out your players.
Yeah, and I don't envision a scenario where this isn't true, but like that cover is like one of the most metal things ever. Like if that's not available as a poster and a t-shirt, I'm going to be bummed.
Yeah. It's just, this really metal black and white sketch of like a Sararax face. So a horrible Lich King with a big crown surrounded in webs. It's good. It's good. You know, this is going to be brutal.
Yeah. So this will be, I definitely think it'll be pretty dark. When it comes to what's about to happen, and it spans tiers 1 through 3 for your game, so that way you do know for the most part it will have something that will be available to pretty much any game you run. Additionally, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some dials you can turn up and down.
Oh yeah, ways to scale so that just double the damage, make the DCs harder, boom, you've done it.
I like how simple you made game design seem in that moment. It's not that,
but I'm a professional.
I do appreciate what just happened. Double the damage, raise the DC. You can too. You have it. Oh, that's amazing.
Believe in the force.
So yeah, definitely watch our Twitter. We'll no doubt be either retweeting it, posting our own post about it, all of those things, and of course we'll try and put a link in the show note. I mean, really, just spelling Sararax is probably the hardest part of this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. But a Sararax, you know, Tomb of Annihilation, he's out there. Type in Big Mean Lich and you'll probably find a Sararax.
Hold on. I'm typing in
Big Mean Lich.
This seems risky.
Or you're going to get that big woman from that big vampire woman.
Oh! No, the Lich from Adventure Time. Because it is a cloak that, yep, makes sense. Perfect. Okay. And on that note, we're going to turn out the lights and head out of the gym. But before we go, I want to implore you, the listener, to join the forums, Discord, Twitter, anywhere else you can find us. Take part in these challenges, exercises, and other amazing conversations being had.
To do that, head over to dungeonmasterblock.freeforums.net and try some DMnastics so your players don't ask, do you even live?